in all honesty, it's like about the budget, really. I mean, you can put an HT into a race car, and as long as the battery lasts 3 hours, you're good to go. But if they wreck the race car and the radio gets destroyed, replacing an HT, not as high quality as an XPR. They're basically, what do they call them now? The R-Series. And it's not an R7. It's like an R1 or an R2. There's no screen on them or keypad. They're just the basic radio, and they're only a few $100 to replace. But in endurance racing, they're currently running the XPRs across pretty much across the board from Motorola or whatever Kenwood's equivalent is, because some teams run Kenwood. But, yeah, they use the mobile rigs in there because they have to be hardwired into the vehicle for the endurance. You know, I mean, these cars run next week or 2 weeks now. I go to a 12-hour race, and those cars just run for 12 hours straight. So you can't go in there and have time to swap out a battery or a radio during a pit stop. So they're hardwired in.